sickly, pale.
Yeah, those are both good. Would you ever say peaked?
No.
All right. A person who could lift heavy weights, he's big and
strong.
Would you ever use stout to mean strong?
No.
What does stout mean to you?
Sort of fat and big.
So what would you call a person who is very easy to get along with?
Easygoing.
Fine. Then a boy who can't walk through a room without falling all over things, he's...
clumsy.
Okay. What would you call a person who keeps doing things that make no sense? He's just a plain...
dummy.
There's another word that starts with an F.
Fool.
Would you ever use that word?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really a bad insult?
No.
Just kind of a joke?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what would you call somebody that won't spend any money at all? Boy, he's a real... he's got plenty of money, but he won't turn loose a penny. He's a... tightwad, miser, penny pincher.
Penny pincher.
Okay. And if you used the word common about a person, what would you mean?
Common,
is it good or bad?
It's bad.
Okay, how about... what do you mean? Does it mean their morals are bad, or they're low class, or what?
Well, if they're, like, if they wear a whole bunch of makeup and...
Mm-hmm, okay. So is that mostly then about a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say a girl was common? Okay. What would you say about an old person who was still very active and could get around? Spry, pert, lively, peppy.
Lively, I guess.
All right. Then if the children were out later than usual, the man might say to his wife, I'm feeling a little bit...
uneasy.
Uh-huh. And she would say to him, oh, they'll be home all right, don't...
worry.
Mm-hmm. And a child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
afraid.
Mm-hmm. And the old gray mare, she ain't what she...
used to be.
Right. Now, what is the negative of used to be? You might say she is afraid now, but she...
wasn't.
Can you get used to be in there somehow? Didn't used to be, or used not to be, or usedn't to be, or...
used not to be.
All right. Would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then a person who left a lot of money on the table and then went out and left the door open, he's... Or if you made a lot of mistakes in your addition, it's not that you didn't know how to add, but they're what kind of mistakes? If you ran a stop sign, you're not really a reckless driver, you were just being a little bit...
careless.
Okay. And you might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
weird.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a word with a Q, which...
queer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could that mean just acting peculiar?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else it means? Does it mean homosexual to you?
No.
Okay. Then you might say to a person who's very sure of himself, nothing will make him change his mind. Don't be so...
stubborn.
Mm-hmm. And how about somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper? He's awfully...
touchy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good. And if he did lose his temper, you'd say he got...
mad, angry.
And he's about to get mad, so you say to him, now just keep...
calm.
Mm-hmm. And then if you were all... if you'd been working very hard, you'd be...
tired.
If you had worked even harder than that, you'd be all...
exhausted.
Yeah, what's another way of saying it?
Tuckered out.
Mm-hmm. Using wear out, you'd say, I'm all...
worn out.
Mm-hmm.